A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees then spoke up, saying, "Teacher, we want to see you work some signs." Jesus answered, "An evil and unfaithful age is eager for a sign. No sign will be given it but that of the prophet Jonah. Just as Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, so will the Son of God spend 3 days and three nights in the bowels of the earth. At the judgment, the citizens of Nineveh will rise with the present generation and be the ones to condemn it. At the preaching of Jonah, they reform their lives, but you have a greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will rise with the present generation and be the one to condemn it. She came from the furthest corner of the earth to listen to the wisdom of Solomon, but you have a greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel, the Pharisees showed neither repentance nor an eagerness for the wisdom of God. They wanted signs. They wanted proof. They wanted something tangible, and they wanted it now. Show us a sign. But Jesus replies, "The only sign you will see is the sign of Jonah." Quite clearly, we can see that the sign of Jonah reflects the coming resurrection. Jonah spent 3 days and nights in the belly of a whale, as Jesus did in the tomb, before his resurrection. But Jesus didn't stop at Jonah. He preaches on about the people of Nineveh and the queen of the south, how they will come to condemn, how in both instances they had an eagerness to learn the wisdom of God and to repent. There was sincere repentance. The people of Nineveh and the queen of the night who sought Solomon were living a life of gratitude, not a life of entitlement. The Pharisees and scribes had been raised to believe that they were entitled to God's blessings. After all, they were the holy leaders of Israel. They had studied God's word, served in his temple, followed his law to the letter. They were the chosen people of God. They were entitled to whatever good could come their way. And if power and honor came too, that was what they were entitled to as well. Who was this upstart Jesus who challenged them at every turn? So they demanded a sign. But the sign Jesus gave them was not what they expected. He showed them the people of Nineveh and the queen of the south, foreigners who had not been born into the life of the chosen people of Israel, and yet examples of people who lived a life of gratitude instead of entitlement. These foreigners, these Gentiles, displayed a true love of God. They repented from the sins that caused God pain and thanked him for his mercy with an eagerness to learn God's wisdom and God's ways. Have we Catholic Christians retained that life of gratitude and eagerness to seek God at his wisdom? Or have we allowed our lives to wallow in a rut, believing that our baptism has saved us? Do we engage in a prayer life that is filled with eagerness to understand God, or is it dry with routine? Do we serve God's people with love or only duty? I was shaken out of my rut today. God gave me a sign. He showed me suffering of my fellow man up close. When I was shopping for gas, I noticed an elderly woman in a wheelchair sitting alone outside a Circle K door. She looked hot and tired, and her feet were swollen. Soon she was joined by a younger man who also looked hot and tired and not well. But not like most homeless people, they didn't approach anyone. People passed them by and didn't even seem to notice them. I was meeting my daughter-in-law at a certain time to pick up some personal items, and I couldn't get them out of my mind. So after I ran my errand, I went back, and they were still there. I approached and asked if they were waiting for a ride, and the young man told me that his mother had kidney problems and he had cancer, and that they were trying to get $40 to be able to stay that night in a Motel 6 that took in homeless people. $40 would let them stay for even more than one night. Their names were Nick and Sonia. I got them the $40, and they said they would be all right to take the bus which stopped in front of the Circle K and left for the and would go to their hotel. But after I left, I wondered if I should have done more. I had been attacked and robbed at a Circle K about a month ago, and I was still a little leery. But I wonder now if I should have forgotten that leeriness and given them a ride. But I do know I will never forget the look of gratitude and joy in their faces when I told them that I would get the money, and I did. And the time I was filling with gas, and even when I came back, I saw no one else check on them. $40 is the price of a tank of gas, and that's all they needed to obtain shelter. I assume we forget what a small amount of money can do to help others. I pray God will give them shelter and hope, and that my small part will lighten their day. I pray that those of us with jobs and health will never pursue a life of entitlement, but live a life of gratitude for what God has given us, that we will continue to help those less fortunate. As Jesus said in today's gospel, the foreigners will come to condemn the present generation. Let us hope that we are not condemned, but that we are living a life of eagerness to hear God's wisdom and to share God's love, that we are living a life of gratitude for His mercy, and that in His mercy, He will forgive our sins.